today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. Today, Monday, is the 25th of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Munafiqun, verse 9, and then the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
O you who have believed, let not your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And whoever does that, then those are the losers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since worldly possessions and children constitute one of the most significant factors lying behind loving this worldly life, the blessed verse warns the believers against such excessive affection. It is true that worldly possessions and children are divine bounties to the extent that one makes use of them in Allah's cause and attaining to happiness. However, they are regarded as the worst afflictions when excessive affection for them impedes men from treading the path of truth. It is mentioned that the same affection led the hypocrites astray.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira, yaghfir li ya Rabb. Allahumma ya wasi' al-rahma, irham.
Now we come to our topic, greed in the Islamic point of view. Life takes various forms depending on how every individual views it and because their reasoning ability differs from person to person. For example, there are many people who have not realized the truth or reached a stage where they can distinguish between places of safety and danger. Man must understand why he is in this world in order to start his search for happiness. He must choose the method with which he can advance according to his natural and spiritual needs while refraining from shortcomings that separate the soul from the realistic growth of one's personality. Yet success and happiness do not mean that man must constantly excel over others. In exploiting material resources, for material matters are not the main goal in life, and man should not violate the borders of morality and piety to make material gains.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. According to Socrates, many individuals do not possess money, gems, fancy garments, or places, yet their lives are 1,000 times happier than the lives of the wealthy. Surely the greedy is humiliated, poor slave to the world and its money. He has surrounded his neck to the chains of wealth and has submitted to immature thoughts. The greedy imagines his wealth, which is enough for generations of his descendants, is not but a reserve for his gloomy days. Only when the bells of danger and death ring does a greedy man realize his mistakes. When the bell rings to announce the final seconds of his life, he looks at his wealth, for which he wasted all his life, with sorrow and disappointment, knowing that it is useless to him. In his grave, the grave to which he carries sorrows for the many errors he has committed throughout his life. Along with its call upon people to struggle and advance, Islam included a strong warning against fanatical adherence to materialism. Islam declares that such adherence deprives man from seeking the real goal of life, the eternal happiness.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Question part. What makes greedy people greedy? One of the reasons is lack of compassion, and the other is materialism. First, we go for lack of compassion. A lack of empathy or care for others can lead to a person's unwillingness to share resources or wealth. A greedy person may view their needs as more important than others, leading to hoarding behavior. Developing compassion and empathy can help to mitigate this type of greed. As I told you, another one is materialism. The desire for material possessions can be a significant cause of greed. A person may become attached to material goods, feeling a need to accumulate more and more of them. Recognizing the impermanence of material possessions and focusing on experiences and relationship can help to counter this materialistic drive.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need
Second question, how to avoid greed? One way, spending some time alone each day. You can spend some time alone each day if you want. It's a great way to recharge your batteries, clear your head, and get some perspective on what's going on in your life. Here are some tips for how to do it. Set aside a specific time every day when no one is around except for yourself and maybe one other person. This might be during lunch at school or after work at home when everyone else has gone home for the night, whatever works best for you. Just make sure that whatever activity or place you choose doesn't have distractions like music playing overhead or people walking by outside looking in the window as they pass by.
The Imam says in one hadith, this dunya, desires, money, wealth, is like what? Salt water. The more you drink, the more you want. Not the less you want, right? Salt water, they say if you drink salt water, you get thirstier. Not only does it not quench your thirst, but it makes you thirstier. So the more money you make, the more you want it. You make $10,000, now your eyes on what? $50,000. You make 50, now you want 100. You make 100, now you want a million, 10 million, 10 million. That's how we have billionaires today. Why don't they retire, brothers and sisters, the billionaires of today? Because you can never have enough of the dunya. The more you have of it, the greedier you are for it. So the shaitan, he knows that. He knows that the older you become, the greedier you are. So he uses this as a long-term strategy to misguide you. You know, it's narrated that many years ago, I don't know, probably thousands of years ago, and you know, I'm sure you've studied this in school, before there was currency, money, people used to rely on the bartering system, right? If you read about the bartering system, there was no money. So let's say I want milk from you, I give you some bread, you give me milk, right? It was just exchanging goods for goods, the barter system. Until sometime in this world, they invented currency, and it used to be gold and silver coins, right? And then it became paper currency as we have now. But the idea of money wasn't always there before. It was invented a couple of thousand years ago. So the hadith says that when the shaitan, listen carefully, brothers and sisters, when the shaitan, Satan, when he found out that human beings have invented something new called currency, called money, right? The shaitan came, and he got his hands on a couple of those gold and silver coins. He looked at them and he was so happy and thrilled. He placed it, the hadith says, on his eye. He kissed it. He hugged it. And he said, Alhamdulillah, this is my ultimate weapon to misguide human beings. Money. Because people will kill for money. They will kill for money. They'll do anything for this. I don't need people to worship idols anymore. All I need is for them to worship these coins, money.
All, of course, for this episode of today's special, which will start under the title of greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to your endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight.